Hey everybody, welcome to today's Daily Dose of Awesome, your 15 minutes of motivation, inspiration, and education. My name is Vitaly Grimblett and I'm your host for today. I'm Chief Copywriter here at Elite Marketing Pro and also an internet marketing expert. And today we're going to talk about a great topic, one of my favorites, how to use words to create the life that you want. As we have more people joining. Now, I would like to ask you a question. How many of you would like to know how to use words and language in your marketing so that you can create everything that you want in your life? Anybody? Hi, Thomas. Hi, Melinda. How are you guys doing? Cool. So, we're going to talk about words and how to use them. And I got to tell you, a little bit of my background, because it's going to help you understand why this is so important to me and why this is so, why this made a huge impact, this topic that we're talking about today on my life. And so I got started, hi Mary, Clive, I got started in direct sales back in 1995, and I struggled for a very long time, years, okay? And then I figured some things out, and eventually I started doing pretty good. So I did well, okay, initially, then I did a little bit better. And it was a direct sales business, so which mean with a network marketing compensation, which means that I could go and I could sell and make money, and regardless of whether my team did anything or not. And so it was a double-edged sword. On the one hand, I didn't have to rely on anybody, and I could actually go and make money, which was fantastic, okay? I could literally go sit down with somebody, go sit down with a client, and it wasn't all the time, but I could make $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. I had one client I made $13,000 with. Not in a couple hours over a period of time, but that was the scope of the business. The bad thing about it is that I was a glorified salesperson. And we used to say that salespeople wake up unemployed every single day because you had to go out and produce. So I had a team. It wasn't a big team, but I had a team. But unfortunately, I was the driving force behind that team, which means that I produced everything. Like, my income pretty much was me, and there was some production for my team, but it wasn't very much. I was the kind of the catalyst behind everything. And so, in spite of the fact that I was starting to do well, in 2005, I found myself in a situation where I had a 3-year-old child. So I've been in the business for over 10 years at that time. I had a 3-year-old child at home. I was gone most nights, and every single day I had to wake up and go out there and hunt and drag it back to my cave and feed my family, as we used to say. And so it was pretty stressful. There was obviously some massive rewards with it, but it was very frustrating. And I was extremely frustrated. Until one day, I get home, and I find in my mailbox a little booklet. A booklet that, unbeknownst to me at the time, would lead me down this massive rabbit hole of internet marketing and eventually would change my life. And so in this booklet, it was a sales letter, all right? It was a little booklet, but it was a sales letter. And in the booklet, it talked about, hi, Brandy. In the booklet, it talked about this concept of putting together a website and selling a product on your website, and it would sell 24/7 for you, kind of like an automatic salesperson. That was the language that was used in that booklet. And when I read that, it floored me, because at that point, now this was before Facebook, before, you know, social media. I mean, obviously, internet was around, but people weren't using it the same way they're using it today. Not as much at the time. And so when I looked at that, it hit me that, you know, I don't have to go and run around like crazy and prospect every day and sell, and I can use words. Now, it didn't initially occur to me that to put it that way, but it was basically using words to get my marketing message out there so that I could sell and promote whatever I want. And that got me really excited. That got me really fired up to go and learn this whole internet marketing, direct response marketing thing, which was in 2005. And in fact, in spite of the fact that in 2006, I made $120,000 in my financial services business, I decided to leave that business. Okay, I decided to get out of that and go do marketing online full time. So it was words. It was words on paper that got me excited, that got me out of the business that I was in for over 10 years that I thought I would never leave, and it moved me to go buy the product that they were selling and so on and so forth. And so you can use words in a way that gets people excited. You can use words to move people to take action. You can use words to sell your product and services. You can use words to get people to join your business. You just have to know how to do it correctly and how to use them correctly. And so today I want to give you a very simple but age-old, time-tested formula for putting together your message and putting together the words. It's not just the words themselves. It's how you structure them. It's the message. It's the meaning behind those words and the structure of your message that's going to allow you to, to either have success or not have success in marketing. And so it's a very simple four-step formula. And there's an acronym for the four steps, which is AIDA. And so let's get into it. So the first part is A, which stands for attention. Hi, Bev. Stands for attention. Now, regardless of whether you use email, videos, blog posts, or all of them, sales letters, it's all marketing, right? And you have to, first and foremost, grab people's attention. It was true 25, 30 years ago. It was true 50 years ago. It was true 5 years ago. It was true today, and it's going to be true in the future. And in fact, as time goes on, the marketplace becomes more and more competitive. Whether you believe it or not, but there are people out there. There's competition out there, right? Now, I'm all for, abundance mentality, and I don't believe in scarcity, but the fact is that there's a lot of competition, and it's driving the cost of advertising up, okay? It's creating kind of a chaos in your prospects' news feeds and in their inboxes, and it's a battle for their attention. It truly is. And so you have to, first and foremost, get good at getting people's attention. Now, with an email, it's a simple subject line. And by the way, when we're done, I'm going to give you an example of an email, and we're going to break it apart, and I'll show you the four steps in the email, if you guys are interested in that. We'll see how time goes. Anyway, so you got to get their attention. With an email, it's a subject line, okay? With a blog post, it's the title. With your video, it's the title. Now, think about books. I'll give you a perfect example with books. How do people choose which book to even look at? Anybody? Can anybody take a wild stab at it? By the title, right? It's by the title. Now think about the titles of some of the classics, some of the business classics and sales or leadership books out there. Think and Grow Rich. Short, concise, but very punchy, right? How to Win Friends and Influence People. Short, concise, it's a great headline. It's a headline and a title. The Richest Man in Babylon. The Magic of Thinking Big, How to Master the Art of Selling, short, concise, benefit-driven, curiosity-provoking, very compelling. And these books have sold millions, right? Tens of millions, some of them. Okay, and I can go on to just some examples. But just go on Amazon, look at the best sellers in any category, and just look at the titles. Look at how short and punchy they are. Every now and then there will be a book with a weird title that's a bestseller, but for the most part, they usually have very good titles. And so your first objective is to get people's attention. Subject line, headline, title, okay? So, but that's where most people, most marketers, that's where they drop the ball, right after that. So you got somebody's attention. They saw your ad on Facebook or they opened your email. But if you don't keep them in there, right? If you don't keep them going at that point, if you don't have a really good opening, then they'll be out of there because they don't have to stay and listen to your whole thing, right? I mean, you're not there in person. They can open the email. If they don't like it, they'll click out. Same thing with an ad. And so the next step after attention is interest, right? You got to say something in your message that will be of interest to them. Now, what is the most important thing that people think about? Anybody know? What's in it for me? Okay, that is the number one thing that's on people's minds. As they're looking at your ads, as they're looking at your blog posts, as they're looking at your presentations, or emails, or videos, or Facebook Lives, it's all great, right? Whatever you tell them is great, but unless it's of interest to them in their situation, they're not going to be interested. They're going to be out of there because they're always thinking, all of us, me included, what's in it for me, right? What's in it for the person? And so you have to say immediately in your email, in your video, in your blog post, you got to have an opening that is going to grab their interest. You got to say something that's of importance to them, something that's of benefit to them. Or if you're telling your own story, something that they can relate to so that, again, it's of interest to them. Very, very important, okay? Now, once you once you have their attention and you got their interest, okay, the next part is you got to have, this is step number three, is desire. You got to tap into their desires. Now, you probably have heard the saying that people don't buy logically, they buy emotionally. It's very true. If you look at most of our decisions, they're not, when it comes to purchases, they're not based on logic. They're based on emotion. Because if they were purely based on logic, a lot of people wouldn't be driving the kind of cars they drive or wouldn't be living in the kind of houses they live in. I mean, people go buy an expensive car and they justify it by saying, well, you know, it's better, it's safer, it's maybe more economical, whatever, okay? It's roomier. The reality is it just makes them feel good, okay? If you have somewhat of an expensive car, it was an emotional decision, okay? So, and everything is this way, okay? Every single decision that we make is first and foremost rooted in emotion. And so in order for you to emotionally connect with your audience in your marketing message, you have to know what they really desire. So for example, I'll give you a couple examples, like weight loss. People that are, or companies and marketers that are selling weight loss programs, they know that it's not the weight loss that people are after. It's what the weight loss does for them. Makes them look better. It makes them more appealing to the opposite sex. It makes them feel better. It makes them maybe look younger, gives them more energy. That's what losing weight means. And the list goes on. It's not, right? So it's not just the weight loss. Making money. It's not just the money. Like, we're all in this business, right? If you're in network marketing, direct selling, internet marketing, everybody who's on this, who's joining us right now or will be watching this later, we're all in it to make money. But that's not your ultimate goal. Because what's money? Money is just a little piece of paper. It's what money represents to you, right? Freedom, security, peace of mind, being able to do what you want to do and have the time to enjoy it. That's what you're really after. And so in your marketing message, you have to communicate that and you have to tap into that and touch on that, okay? So you got to tap into those desires, okay? And you don't have to go overboard in every single message, but you have to tap into that, because unless you're connected, unless your message has something that they're going to emotionally connect to, you're not giving them a reason to move forward, to click through, to opt in, to buy, to do anything. So you always have to have an emotional reason, okay? So remember, people buy emotionally. But you got to have some logic too, of course. I mean, people don't just buy emotionally. People buy emotionally, but there's got to be logic to it too. So attention, interest, desire. And then the last part is A, action. You got to tell people what you got to tell them to take action. Again, whether it's a video, whether it's a blog post, whether it's an email, or any other way that you're communicating with your audience, you got to tell them what to do. You got to have a goal, a very specific goal that you're leading them towards all throughout your content or your presentation, your email, your video, and have a call to action at the end to go and download this or click and go grab this or go take a look at this video or go buy this or go, you know, whatever your call to action is. Call me back. It doesn't matter, okay? Whatever the call to action is, you got to have it in there. You can't leave that out, right? And so it's a very simple formula. It's deceptively simple. But yet this little four-part formula contains everything that you need to construct any kind of a message that you want, whether it's a Facebook ad that's like two paragraphs or whether it's a self-defense letter that I recently read that's 36 pages long that sells a self-defense course. 36 pages printed out. Now, five of them were testimonials, granted, but 31 pages of pure text. Can you imagine that? No, hardly any graphics. 31 pages of pure text. And it's all kind of wrapped around in this four-part formula. Attention, interest, desire, action. Now, to wrap this up, I want to read you really quickly an example of an email that I sent today. And now, if you're on our list, you're probably going to go and hunt for that email and take a look at these things. But I just want to give you an example of how simple this is and how you can apply it in any marketing context. Okay, again, whether it's an ad, a video, email, whatever. Okay, so the subject line was "Juicy Marketing Stuff Inside." Now, it took me, I wrote this email very quickly. But the subject line, getting people's attention, is something that I really sit there and think about probably almost as much as I sometimes, as much time, it takes me as much time sometimes to write the subject line as it does to come up with the email. Not always. And the reason for that is because I know how important it is to grab somebody's attention. I know how important it is for that subject line to leap out of their inbox and grab them, okay? Because how people are looking at their emails is they're scrolling either on their phone or on their computer or on their tablet, and they're scrolling through their inbox, and unless it jumps out and grabs them, you're dead. It doesn't matter what you say afterwards because they're never going to open it. They're never going to see it. So the subject line I wrote is juicy marketing stuff inside. Is that attention grabbing? Absolutely, because who does this email go out to? To people who are interested in marketing, entrepreneurs, business owners, network marketers, direct sellers, affiliate marketers, right? So it has to do with marketing. Again, you look at the, we can dissect this, you know, for a long time, but I'm using very specific words, juicy, right? It kind of jumps out. So juicy marketing stuff inside. And then look at the opening. Congratulations for opening this, right? So I don't always open this emails this way, but today it kind of came to me to say congratulations for opening this. Many will not, and of those who will open, lots won't click through to the next page, which will be a big mistake, huge, because they'll miss out on a very important marketing principle. Is this of interest to you so far? Yes? No? Anybody? Yeah, of course, right? It's of interest, because if you're in marketing, you don't want to make a big mistake with your marketing, do you? And it taps into this desire that we have to avoid pain, okay? So this is of utmost of interest to the audience that's reading this, all right? Not a tactic, a strategy, or a method. Those are great. But we're talking about an advertising philosophy that can set you and your competition miles apart. Is that so far of interest to the person reading this? Absolutely, right? You don't want to make a mistake with your marketing. You want to be ahead of your competition. So, once I give you this formula and you read this email or really any other email, you're going to see that it applies to every message, okay? All right. So, actually, now we're tapping into the desire. So, actually, you should celebrate the fact that most people will likely ignore this and settle for the crumbs as they continue fruitlessly peddling their stuff. While you can get a much bigger slice of the pie. Is that something that people want? Because now we've moved from interest to desire. A bigger slice of the pie, which means what? Make more money, right? Build a bigger business. Whatever. See, sometimes when you say things, you don't have to spell it out exactly what that means, but people will translate it to their situation. So if a network marketer reads this, who's trying to recruit more people, and he sees or she sees, well, you can get a much bigger slice of the pie, that will, to them, it will mean, I need to recruit more people, okay? Or I can recruit more people. To an affiliate marketer, they would translate it as, I can score more affiliate commissions. To an internet marketer who's selling their own product and service, it will mean selling more of their product. So whatever your situation is, bigger slice of the pie will mean different things to different people, but at the end of the day, it's more business, more sales, more leads, and so forth, all right? You see, it's no secret that there is a battle for your prospects' eyeballs in their already overcrowded newsfeed. But the problem is that when you do get their attention, many marketers totally screw up what happens next. Kind of funny that I talked about that today, right? And the prospect quickly leaves with a bad taste in their mouth. So I'm kind of switching between desire and interest here, right? Because this is of interest to them, but again, we're still playing on that desire for them to want to get more business, okay? And so now we're moving to almost call to action. Okay, and I'm building on that desire and we're moving to call to action. In today's blog post, EMP's traffic expert, Matt Barron, will show you how to avoid this and make sure your marketing doesn't scare your prospects away by using something called AdSend. Okay? Skipping this would be a big mistake that will surely cost you in lost business. Just saying, check it out, and here's my call to action. How to use AdSend to score more leads and sales. So you can go and look up that email in your inbox if you're on our list. But the idea, like I said, is to anytime you sit down, if you're not sure what to say, whether it's your email, whether it's your video, blog post, Facebook ad, whatever, write out these words, AIDA, action, interest, desire, action, and then start filling in the blanks and say, well, what can I say to get their interest or to grab their attention? What can I say to make sure that this is of interest to them? How can I tap into their desires and connect with them emotionally? And finally, what's going to be the call to action? All right? And so that's a simple four-step formula, but it works like gangbusters. It's very powerful, and I hope you use it. And my challenge to you is to, if you've been putting off writing that email or creating that video or doing that Facebook Live or writing that blog post or turning on your Facebook campaign and putting together an ad, go ahead and use this formula, put it together, and see what the results are. All right? I hope this helps. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate being here. And I look forward to seeing all of you next time I'm back on the Daily Dose of Awesome. All right? Take care, everybody. Thanks, Heather. Bye, guys.